Lord Jesus, please soften our hearts as we heed your call to more prayer and fasting. Well, my dear heart dwellers, I got a card, choose a fast. So I've chosen one, and it's interesting because Ezekiel had a communion service, and the readings that he got were pretty important, so I'm going to read them to you. I am the Savior of all people, says the Lord. Whatever their troubles, I will answer their cry, and I will always be their Lord. And the first reading that he got was Jeremiah, and he speaks of what God commands his people. A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, this is what I commanded my people. Listen to my voice. Then I will be your God, and you shall be my people. Walk in all the ways that I command you, so that you may prosper. But they obeyed not, nor did they pay heed. They walked in the hardness of their hearts and turned their backs, not their faces, to me. From the day that your fathers left the land of Egypt, even to this day, I have sent you untiringly all my servants, the prophets. Yet they have not obeyed me nor paid heed. They have stiffened their necks and done worse than their fathers. When you speak all these words to them, they will not listen to you either. When you call to them, they will not answer you. Say to them, this is the nation that does not listen to the voice of the Lord its God, or take correction. Faithfulness has disappeared. The word itself is banished from their speech. And the second reading is a psalm. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Come, let us sing joyfully to the Lord. Let us acclaim the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us joyfully sing psalms to him. Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord who made us, for he is our God, and we are the people he shepherds, the flock he guides. Oh, that today you would hear his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as in the days of Massa in the desert, where your fathers tempted me. They tested me, though they had seen my works. And the verse before the gospel is, glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart, for I am gracious and merciful. The reading is from Luke 11. Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute, and when the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the crowds were amazed. Some of them said, by the power of Beelzebub, the prince of demons, he drives out demons. Others, to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebub that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man fully armed guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. So those were the readings, and I thought they were very significant, considering that the Lord is still saying we are still on the edge of serious, serious trouble, and he is calling for fasting and prayer. So, my dear ones, hearken to the voice of the Lord and really put your heart into your prayers. Let it be said of the heart dwellers down here on earth that our hearts are soft and responsive and obedient to the Lord. I pray.